Confetti.
Hi. Hello, I'm Debbie Quain. Welcome. This is another episode of Confetti, the wedding planning business talk show. My goal is to help you get to the point of being a phenomenal professional wedding planner. Maybe you're already there, and this is just to help push you along, help answer some questions, provide you with some tips, suggestions, anything I think is going to help you. I try to record the show. Well, typically the show is broadcast live on Saturdays, the first Saturday of the month. That music's too loud, right? Maybe not. Bring it down a little bit. So I try to record the show live on the first Saturday of each month, which is an interactive show where you can, you know, participate in the chat room and so forth. But outside of that, now that summer is over, I'm trying to get back to doing the weekly broadcast, but not necessarily live. So I don't have a set time because I'm not sure what that is, but I do want to try to release an episode once a week. And today's actually happens to be Thursday. Tuesday didn't work for me this week, so I'm doing this Thursday. I didn't really announce it. I just kind of tweeted that I was doing this. So if you're here, welcome. You can feel free to join the live chat room, which is at confettilive.com. And there you can enter your comments and so forth. But I guess it would help if I were actually on that page myself. I'm not. Let's try that. And there's also a video stream where you can see me go through the recording process. Nothing really to see except me in front of a microphone. But what's really interesting today, or maybe not so interesting today, is that I'm sitting here in my nightshirt. I'm just sitting here trying to get through this. So anyway, I want to get through a couple of questions. What I've been trying to do is get through this backlog of questions that have come through. And the way you can ask a question is by going to weddingsforliving.com, which is the online home for Confetti Talk Show. And you can ask a question either in the comment section that's below each of the episodes or an article that's there. But the best way really for you is either to call the listener talkback line or to use the Ask Debbie page. So the listener talkback line, the number you can call is 202-681-2126. You can leave a message anytime, night or day. And I'll play that. The great thing about the recording by leaving the voicemail is that I get to hear your voice, of course. And then I'll usually play that recording, your message, back during an upcoming episode. So that's my plan to do for our next live interactive show, which is the first Saturday of the month coming up in October, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's the 4th. Let me check my calendar, right? Yes, the 4th. I actually got it right. And the other way, if you're outside of the U.S., and, you know, instead of making that long-distance call, if you go to weddingsforliving.com, on the right sidebar, there is an Ask Debbie thing, square. And if you click that, then that will open up the microphone, give you a window which will allow you to record your message using the microphone on your device, whether it's your desktop, laptop, mobile device, whatever. And again, same thing, I'll get the recording and usually I'll try to play that back during an upcoming show. So today I wanted to go over two questions that came through. One from Jaleesa, I hope I'm saying your name correctly, and another one from, who's the other person? Oh. No, they're both from Jaleesa, I think. Yeah, I think so. We shall see. So, dear, I didn't switch off my iPad here. So, okay, so let's get into this question. So the first question from Jaleesa, I hope I'm saying it correctly, Jaleesa. It looks like it might be Melissa. It might be Jaleesa. So her question is, do you have an additional website that has photos of recent weddings that you've planned, or are you just an experienced wedding specialist, blogger, professional? Okay, great question. I know that may have crossed your mind. You listening right now. Because Weddings for a Living is all about helping you to become a phenomenal wedding planner and sort of learning the ropes about getting into the industry. But if you search, you're unlikely to find a website for me, Debbie, planning weddings. And really what's happened is, just to give you a bit of background, I've been planning weddings since 2001, when I was living in New York. And I've been planning weddings since then. And through the progression of planning weddings, I got involved with the Wedding Planning Institute, which is a school that certifies wedding planners, and got involved in helping students after they finished the course, which is how Weddings for a Living got its start. And then, being the talker that I am, got into, you know, doing the confetti talk show. So in doing so, a lot of my time and energy has been devoted to that. I still am planning weddings, but back then I actually had a website. The name of my company was Down the Aisle, and I started operating from home in New York. I moved to the D.C. area and then was operating from my home in D.C. and then finally got an actual commercial space in Tacoma Park, Maryland, if you know where that is, in the D.C. area. And I operated there for several years and then went back home after my lease. When my lease was up and the landlord thought, okay, yep, we're going to double up this rent here. And that's when I moved home. So I've been planning weddings for several years, but because of the involvement with Weddings for Living and confetti, that's kind of died down. So to answer your question, Jaleesa, I know I'm saying your name incorrectly and I'm sorry. I don't have a website, but what's worked for me is that in just doing so, when I meet people or people approach me and ask what I do, what I say is right now my bread and butter, usually my response is this: well, it depends on what day of the week it is, because I have my hands in a few different things beyond Weddings for a Living. So usually the Weddings for a Living comes up. I say, you know, I help people who are interested in becoming professional wedding planners, and in some instances help train them and get them going. And then inevitably someone will ask, oh, well, how do you do that? And that's when I talk about Weddings for a Living. And I usually talk about Confetti Talk Show, which usually piques curiosity and gets the ball rolling. So in saying those things, a lot of my leads for weddings come in that way. And because of that, that kind of word of mouth thing happens for me. And it works pretty well, because with Weddings for a Living and Confetti Talk Show and a few of the other things that I'm involved in, I don't get to devote as much time marketing a wedding planning business as I would if I was just a strictly wedding planner and wasn't doing this. So you won't find a website, but when people search for Debbie Quain and Confetti Talk Show comes up, or Weddings for a Living and a few other things, then for some reason that gives them some sense of comfort in having me work with them or helping with their weddings. And the weddings I've been doing haven't been big scale, meaning they're not large scale productions, although right now I'm working with someone who's planning an Indian wedding next year, and I'm kind of hesitant. It takes up a lot of time, and I'm dragging my feet with that. But it's fascinating for me. I'm enjoying it, but hesitant to take on the role as lead planner. But a lot of the weddings I've done have been quick turnarounds, day of, and so forth. I haven't done my due diligence with keeping in touch with a lot of the newer wedding vendors in the area and making the rounds of visiting the wedding venues in the area. I'm in the Washington, D.C. metro area. But still, the business comes in, and it's coming in at a pace that works for me. So to answer your question, Jaleesa, I don't know. I've never considered myself a wedding specialist, blogger, professional. I don't consider Weddings for a Living to be a blog, although blog and websites are kind of an interchangeable term now. Weddings for a Living was really started off as a newsletter that I would send every other week. And then I needed some place to keep the back issues of the newsletters. It was always an electronic newsletter, and Weddings for a Living was the home for that. In fact, it wasn't even called that. It was called something else before. And then every time I came up with, someone would ask a question, I would create an article. And that's a lot of the information that you see on weddingsforaliving.com. So I don't consider myself a blogger. I just consider Weddings for a Living to be a home for a lot of that information. And a lot of people who are looking for help to get started or to kind of move forward in their wedding planner career find Weddings for a Living, and you know, sort of like the rest is history. So my goals for 2014 was actually to sort of move forward more with my wedding planning business. But the truth of the matter is, I truly, truly enjoy the business side and the logistics side, and working with other business owners, and not just in the wedding industry. In doing this, it sort of opened up the path for me to do some other things with other business owners. Because when they say, oh, you're helping people get their wedding business started, I don't have a wedding business, but this is my business. What pointers can you provide, or what ideas do you have? And just in doing so, it's sort of been like a jumping off point for doing a lot of different things. So I don't know if that answers your question. I don't know if it makes me less credible, but my goal is always to be transparent about what I'm doing. But I don't have a site, well, not one right now, that I'm willing to promote and advertise to you as a local wedding planning site. And the other issue for me is my mother says I'm haunted. That's a term that she uses, but in the best possible way, Mom. I don't know if this is my home. Washington, D.C., you know, I have a home here. My roots are not here, but I'm not sure if this is where I want to stick around. And my concern is to get started with the wedding business. To really get going as a wedding planner, people sort of have to get to know you locally. And on a local level, I'm not as renowned. I have more of an online presence, right? But again, I still get the word of mouth stuff for people that are in this area. And some of the weddings that I work on are not here. Currently helping someone with a wedding in New York. So just sort of helping and going to New York periodically and talking and visiting some sites and so forth. But in order to run a wedding planning business, you want to have a local presence. And I'm not sure I want to put my roots stay here. So I kind of go back and forth on that. And of course, before I know it, the year is up, another year's gone, and I'm still here. And I'm thinking, God, if I'd really just gotten started, the business would be rolling. But that's part of my issue. And you can actually be a wedding planner without having a local presence, meaning that you can just decide that you plan weddings and you're willing to travel. And if people are willing to hire you, you can go wherever they are. So that got a lot of things going on in this crazy head of mine. So Jaleesa, I hope that answers your question, but no, there's no local wedding site. And again, I think I said it twice already, right? I don't consider myself a wedding specialist, blogger, professional, just someone who shares information and helps people get to where they're going. Maybe that's what that is, but it's not a title that I really care for. I don't know why I didn't switch off the sound on the iPad, and I don't know how to do it without interrupting my flow. Okay, so before I go into the next question, I want to make sure I share a couple of resources with you. Confetti is all about me talking, but not talking just for the sake of talking, but to help you move forward with your wedding planning business or your wedding planning career if you're working for someone else. So I know audio is a great way to consume information. Audio allows you to listen, of course, and do other things, unlike video or reading, where you're actually kind of just focused on that one thing. You can be working out, you can be driving and listening. So another resource that I have found that works really well for me is Audible. Audible is an Amazon company, and it includes a library of thousands of audio books. So just like how you're listening to Confetti, you can actually listen to a book. And I love to read, but don't always have the time to do so. But I can almost always make time to listen to an audiobook. So I'd like to invite you to check out Audible if you haven't done so already. And because you are a listener of Confetti Talk Show, there's a way for you to listen to Audible without having to pay anything to get started. So it's a subscription fee. It's a service where you pay monthly, so a monthly subscription. But you can try it for 30 days, see if it's for you, get a chance to download a free audiobook, whatever book they have in their library of your choice. It's yours to keep, whether you stick with the service or not. But if you stick with the service, it's a good way to get a chance to read a new book each month or listen to a new book. So please check out confettitalkshow.com/audible. confettitalkshow.com/audible. AUDIBLE, confettitalkshow.com/audible. And when you go to that site, they'll ask you some questions, and you can get to check out, find a book that that really interests you, or that you think is going to be of interest to you, of course, and, download it. You get a free credit. One credit equals a book. And then after 30 days, you can decide, okay, I want to stick with it. The rate is $15 a month. Each month beyond that. But they have different levels of subscription. It's totally up to you how you want to do it. And you can get fiction, nonfiction. I get a lot of business books, which have been very inspiring. But I'm also listening to the book. What's the book that I'm listening to right now? It's about Jim Jones. The guy who took all those people to Guyana years ago. What's the name of the book? Something about 1,000 Lives. I'm looking at my 1,000 Lives by Julia Shears, S-C-H-E-E-R-E-S. So it's fascinating. It's a story that I've always wanted to know the insides, you know, the backstory about how this guy has this much power to take all these people out of their homes, take them to another country, and convince them all to drink poison. So many people died. So if you don't know that story, that's a book that I'm kind of sound a little morbid, right? So 1,000 Lives by Julia Shears. That's the book that I'm currently listening to now on Audible. And you know, you can listen, stop. Usually I listen to it at night and then I put it on sleep so that I don't fall asleep while the whole book plays. And, you know, check it out and let me know what you're reading on Audible. So confettitalkshow.com/audible, a great resource. Okay. All right. So the other resource that I have for you is a way for you to manage your telephone calls. So if you're running a wedding planning business, you may be using your cell phone to manage your incoming calls, which is fine to some extent, but there's an even better way to still use your cell phone. And I'm saying cell phone because that's what most of us are doing now. We use our cell phone or smartphones, whatever, to manage our calls. The service that I've used for many years along with my cell phone for my business is Freedom Voice. And what Freedom Voice does, it provides you with either a local telephone number or a toll-free number, and your calls will hear a professional greeting, either your voice or you can get a professional to record the greeting for you, and then it's going to ring your cell phone. Your calls are going to hear hold music while they're waiting for you to answer, and you'll get an indication that this is a business call coming in. So you don't ever have to worry about strange numbers coming up on your phone. Well, strange numbers may still come up on your phone, but when you answer, you'll get a recording that says, this is a call for your business. Do you want to take it now or not? And you can take the call or you can send it to voicemail. So another service to check out for free to see what it is that I'm talking about, you know, without any obligation, go to tryfreedomvoice.com. Tryfreedomvoice.com, and you can sign up for the service, give it a go for 30 days. And if you keep it, it's actually very affordable. $10 a month. $10 a month will give you, I believe right now, 300 minutes. You'll get a phone number, as I said, either local or toll free. And you can check your messages from your phone, from a computer. Really, really great. And if you get stuck, if you have any questions or you want them to personalize something for you, you can actually call and speak to somebody. How many businesses can you find now, especially online businesses, where you can actually speak to someone? So the folks at Freedom Voice, they're a great company, and I know several listeners to Confetti Talk Show have used the service and are current customers and are happy. So check out tryfreedomvoice.com, okay? Tryfreedomvoice.com. Let me know what you think. Okay, so let's get back to the other question that I wanted to address today, and it comes in from, you know, I can't tell. It looks like it's from Jaleesa, but I think I've missed the name. So I've got to go back and find out who this person is. And I'm sorry if you recognize the question and I'm not acknowledging who you are. But here's what the question says. I'm so glad to have found weddingsforaliving.com, and it's so helpful. I desire to become a wedding planner. I'm getting certified because this particular school offers a graduation ceremony, and I didn't get to walk the line in high school. And that is one goal on my list to check off, to graduate in cap and gown. Plus, the certification course should prepare me to be more knowledgeable on certain things in the wedding career industry. I hope to be successful like you, chick. That's great. Keep up the great work. Blessings. Okay. Thank you. I want to credit it to Jaleesa, but I don't think that's who sent the message. So I'll find it out, and I'm sorry. So it wasn't a question. The reason I brought it up, it's because of I want to clarify some things about wedding planner certification. And thank you for your kind words. I really appreciate it. When you know, a lot of us, when we decide we want to become wedding planners, it's because we love weddings. And I'm going to say this and I mean it in the best possible way. It's a bit of a dream career. And a lot of people that are attracted to becoming wedding planners, why didn't I switch this thing off? It's a dream for many of us. And a lot of people, I don't want to make it sound derogatory, but are dreamers. And their first thought is not business. But when you decide that you want to, whatever business you're going into, and in this case, weddings, you still have to think as an entrepreneur, which is that's basically what you're putting up your hand and saying, I want to be an entrepreneur. So, well, I want to be a wedding planner, but that means you're going to become an entrepreneur. You're going to wear lots of hats and you have to do some things, a lot of things actually, that don't have anything to do with planning weddings. And to be honest, you know, Hollywood, social media, different, you know, celebrity wedding planners are sort of glamorizing what this career is. And as someone who's planning weddings, it's not very glamorous at all, because you're spending a lot of time behind the scenes doing the things that a couple who's getting married have no desire or no time or don't have the knowledge to do. And when you start looking at it that way, I mean, you're working with vendors, you're working with clients who aren't always pleasant, you're working evenings, you're working weekends. Those things alone should remove glamour from the entire scenario, right? So you have to really be honest with yourself about what it is you want to do and why you want to do it. And being a wedding planner is a very selfless career. It has very little to do with what you want and what you enjoy, but what your clients want. And a lot of times what they want has nothing to do with what you would pick. And you've got to listen to what it is they're saying and find a way to give them what they want. Sometimes with an impossible budget, every now and then with an unlimited budget, but very often you're trying to, it's almost like you have to become a magician. You're a peacemaker. You're a mediator. You've got to make things work. And, you know, sometimes you got clients that don't want to call back or are too busy or who are just downright rude. Vendors who are in business and really shouldn't be. This is the reality of planning a wedding. And for planning weddings for a living. And then the next part is, usually you'll hear, you know, along when people start researching about becoming a wedding planner, you'll see a lot of information popping up about wedding planner certification. It's not required in order for you to become a wedding planner. There's no regulation in the wedding planning industry. And you can start your wedding planning business with virtually zero requirements. There are no laws requiring certification, at least not that I'm aware of, in any of the states here in the United States. So why do some people get certified? What is that about? Well, it's because I think a lot of us are just indoctrinated, maybe that's the right word, by the powers that be in the wedding planning industry to believe that it's essential. And there are a lot of places where you can go and become certified. But remember what I just said, it's not regulated. There's no rule to become or guidelines to become a wedding planner. And in my years of planning weddings, I think I've had one client ask me if I was certified. No, the only people that ask me if I am certified are other wedding planners or other aspiring wedding planners. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? It's not as significant as you might believe. And I'm reading the comment, the feedback that I just got, the reason getting certified so that you can walk the line with cap and gown is a bit concerning to me, because I don't think that's the right reason. And I'm not here to burst anyone's bubble, but if that's your reason for paying for wedding planner certification, I'm a little concerned. I don't think that's really the right reason, personally. So, you know, what is certification good for, and why do people get it? I think many people get certified so that they can know that they're a good wedding planner. And it's possible to be certified and not be that good. It's also possible to not be certified and to be very, very good at what you do. Many of the celebrity wedding planners out there are not certified wedding planners. And I mentioned this in a previous episode, that the title of being a celebrity wedding planner just requires you to plan one celebrity's wedding, and that title is now yours. You usually aren't doing anything very different than planning the woman down the street, the couple down the street's wedding for a fee. It's who it is that gives you that title. There's nothing wrong with certification. And if you go to, depending on which organization you go to, you may actually learn quite a bit. But, you know, to take all the classes and pass all the tests, there's no guarantee that you're going to stick around. And I would be willing to bet that a lot of people who take wedding planner certification courses are not even planning weddings right now. They're not doing it. It's more of, and I know I'm going to get some backlash for saying that. I think it's more of a feel-good thing. I think you somehow convince yourself that because I'm now taking wedding planner certification, that I'm moving forward. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I worked with the Wedding Planning Institute and was an instructor for them for a while. That's a great school. I think that they're on the right track. But I think a lot of the stuff that you're learning, even for Wedding Planning Institute, if you have the drive, you can figure that stuff out on your own. The thing is where a lot of wedding planner certification classes, schools and courses are going wrong, is not wrong, where they're kind of letting you down, is they're not giving you the skills to transition from that knowledge into actually running a business. And that's in my experience, that's what most people are trying to do, is trying to get the business set up. I think you can learn a lot more by going to the Small Business Administration. I think you can learn a lot more by taking some business classes, understanding how a business operates, about income and expenses and things like that. I think you're better served to run a business that way, because the wedding planning part actually isn't that tricky. So, a good wedding etiquette book can help you there. The other piece of planning weddings that is very helpful that a lot of us need is we need the hands-on experience. We need to be able to say we've planned weddings. And, we're looking for wedding planners who are already established, and we're trying to get in with them. A lot of wedding planners don't have enough business to bring you in with them. So, my suggestion has always been go out, research vendors, because you need to find vendors anyway, and ask them, if you can just shadow them with what they're doing, whether it's a limo company, whether it's the florist, whether it's a venue, whether it's a catering company. That way you can see weddings from their side. You're still involved, and you can decide if you really would like to do this every weekend or at least a couple of weekends every month. I'd say that's time well spent before ponying up an arm and a leg for wedding planner certification and discovering or deciding next year you don't want to do that. So I hear from several of you who have had great experiences with wedding planner certification, but I would really love to know how many of us are going through wedding planner certification and finding that information to be so valuable that they've actually been able to transition into running a business, and the skills that they learned in the wedding planner certification class is actually helping them to run this business. In my experience, the two don't always connect. So don't be swayed. Don't be misguided into believing that you have to be certified. Usually the companies that are trying to push you towards certification are the wedding planner certification schools. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. I'm not saying don't do it, but just put some thought into it and understand and realize what it is. What am I really trying to accomplish here? The Marriott has a wedding planner certification course, or wedding planner, I think they call it certification, that they put their staff members through, so that when you approach Marriott to plan your wedding and have your wedding at one of their facilities at one of their sites, their staff has gone through their own training program. So that's been planned specifically for them, and I really have that on my list to try to get someone from the Marriott to try to explain to us exactly how that works. So, that's a little different. But to find a course that's going to help you, the individual, it's a little tricky to find a really good one and one that's going to help you. Again, I'm not saying it's not worthwhile to go through whatever the training is required to get certified. I'm not saying there's no value in the process. All I'm saying is there's no need for it with what we're doing. There's nothing that says you need to be there's nothing that says that you need to have wedding planner certification in order for you to be a successful wedding planner. Okay. That's the information. I know this is a short and sweet one. I just wanted to, again, I'm saying it because I know I'm going to get some backlash based on what I'm saying, but we also have to be honest to ourselves and realize, is it something to make me feel good, or is it something that's going to help me? And if you're paying, some of these courses are pretty expensive. I shouldn't say expensive. It's an investment. Are pretty up there. They're not cheap. So I'm thinking if I'm paying $500, $600, $700, $800, $900 for wedding planner certification in 12 months from now, I'm not planning weddings. What was the point? What was the point? So, you know, take some time to see if there's some other things that you can do. Meet vendors, talk to them, get a feel, shadow them for a few weeks and see if this is something that you really want to do. Do you really enjoy going through these lists? Are you really detailed enough to go through every last detail to make sure that, you know, as little as possible is missed on the wedding day? Are you cool with following up with vendors over and over again? What about that vendor who doesn't answer the phone? You've got to make 3 and 4 calls. Are you willing to do that? Do you have the nerves of steel to deal with the little emergencies that might pop up on the wedding day? Are you okay with that? Is your family okay with that? Evenings and weekends, something that you're willing to sacrifice and give up? For many years, I was happy to do that. Now, not so much. A few out of the year and that's it. And more than 10 is just way too many for me. That's me. So you have to ask yourself those questions and, you know, answer them honestly too. Okay. But, you know, something to think about. Check out, if you can, you know, oh God, that's loud, right? Sorry. Why is that so loud? You know, I'd like to hear your comments, your feedback, you know, with regard to what I'm saying about wedding planner certification. You can check that out at weddingsforliving.com/374, I think is the episode. Actually, you know what? I didn't even check out the chat room to see if anyone's there. I'm probably just talking to myself. I almost always am. Yep, it's just me. We did a double check. But, you know, if you know of someone who's interested in planning weddings, let them know about Confetti Talk Show. Of course, check out weddingsforliving.com, where you'll find all of the past episodes and all of the information that you need that goes with today's episode. Also, you know, if you're thinking that you might need some additional help with getting that wedding planning business off the ground, you know, we just talked about wedding planner certification. I have created a resource that will help you get a day of wedding planning business going, so that you can be a wedding day coordinator. And that's at weddingbusinessguide.com. Weddingbusinessguide.com. That's about to change up a little bit. So, you know, now's a good time to get in and pay the rate for whatever it is, because I'm about to beef that up and add some more stuff in there. But as always, thank you for joining me. My name is Debbie Quain. And if you have any questions, remember what I said at the beginning of the show. Just either call the Listen Talk back line or use the Ask Debbie page or use the Ask Debbie button on Weddings for Living. And I'll do my best to get an answer for you. Okay? Take care. Enjoy the rest of your day.